But first out, Deutsche Welle Crossing. It's the final day of one of the world's leading industrial trade fairs. The Hanover Trade Fair happens every spring. But this year, industry leaders are grumbling. They're calling for significant reforms to strengthen Europe's largest economy and make it a more appealing place to do business. For more, we turn to Deutsche Welle's Cassandra Sunt in Berlin. Guten Tag, Cassandra. Welcome back.
Guten Tag, Clarence, and Hochdehande Wochenende. We're almost at the weekend, so I'm very excited. I hope you are too.
Jawohl. Yes, I got some golf planned, and it looks like it's going to be a sehr schöner, weekend. Okay. I'm going to need more time, and then I'll get my German together. More time than we have, unfortunately. What are the concerns at this industrial fair?
Yeah, well, today's a bit of an exception. It's sunny here in northern Germany, but for weeks and weeks, it's been really cloudy, cold, and rainy. And it seems like those dark clouds, I'm extending this metaphor, are hanging over or were hanging over most of the Hanover Trade Fair as well. So the big concern here is that there are some recent figures predicting that the German industrial production will decline this year. Once again, it's expected to be down 1.5% compared to 2023. And industry, unlike a lot of European economies, is a critical part of the German economy. Recent figures put manufacturing at just over 20% of the total economy, and that's nearly double for comparison the size of industrial manufacturing in France, for example, which is the next largest economy in the EU. So just to help put that in perspective for folks. So at the trade fair, there were two innovations that were really being pushed. The first is hydrogen energy power, and the second is artificial intelligence, which I'm sure folks have heard about a lot across various sectors. And the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, was at the opening of the trade fair, and he tried to emphasize the importance of innovation as a way to deal with the challenges posed by digitalization. You know, I get the sense that he's seeing some of these current clouds as well, but he's trying to paint this moment as an opportunity to take advantage of the situation.
So this trade fair comes as Germany's GDP forecast for the year has ticked up. What does that mean for the leading European economy?
Yeah, that's right. New figures from the German government say the economic growth forecast for this year is now marginally better. But if you blink, you honestly might miss it, because it's expected that instead of 0.2%, wait for it, that the economy will grow by 0.3%. Now, of course, the question is, why would anyone look twice at 0.1% better forecast? Well, I think folks are that are watching the economy are really trying to look for any glimmer of hope, any ray of sunshine breaking through these clouds, because earlier this year, there was just this massive downgrade to the forecast. So any kind of little upticks, they're really, really trying to point out. And the economy minister, Robert Habeck, while making this announcement about this very, very slight upgrade, he said that the economy was still on rough waters, but he added that energy prices are down and that production's on the rise, and that all of this is having an impact on inflation here in Germany, which, if you're on the streets of Berlin, or I'm sure any German city, you hear people grumbling about grocery prices, price of this, price of that rising. So inflation is a big hot topic here. Yeah. And Habeck said that the government is expecting an inflation rate just above its target this year at 2.4%, with it falling next year to under the target at 1.8%.
Okay, so it sounds like there's maybe some room for improvement. What is being suggested?
So even as Chancellor Scholz was at the Hanover Trade Fair and getting some kudos from industry leaders, there was a big call to do more. The head of a big lobbying group, the Federation of German Industries, he's making demands this week. They want, for example, more competitive energy prices and a lower corporate tax burden. And the sentiment was echoed by Economy Minister Habeck. He said that this week that despite changes, that he's still, quote, concerned about the structural problems of Germany as a business location. Habeck has called for the strengthening of innovation and the reduction of unnecessary bureaucracy, as well as greater incentive to work so that, quote, more people are willing to work harder and longer.
We're going to rest it there. Thank you very much, Cassandra Sunt, our Deutsche Welle correspondent based in Berlin every Friday just after 10. We touch